Episode 81, How Biblical Truths Transform.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. If you haven't followed Principles in Practice podcast yet, what are you waiting for? And if this content blesses you, please go ahead and like it and share it with a friend. In today's episode, we are unpacking how biblical truths transform. It has been a long observation of mine that many Christians commonly believe that God transforms individuals, and He does. They believe this in relation to spiritual salvation and spiritual sanctification. Yet, many of these same Christians don't believe that God transforms nations. So we're going to tackle whether or not biblical truths transform individuals and nations as we utilize a biblical principle, philosophy, and method for all of life and learning. We're going to go ahead and define the word nation using Webster's 1828 dictionary. Now, to begin with, many individuals tend to think of a land and people when they hear the word nation. However, as we go through the biblical worldview definition of nation, you'll see that it also involves governments. Nation, a body of people inhabiting the same country or united under the same sovereign or government as the English nation, the French nation. It often happens that many nations are subject to one government, in which case the word nation usually denotes a body of people speaking the same language or a body that has formerly been under a distinct government. Now, what is meant by governments? It's quite common for individuals to think of the governing body of a state or nation when they hear the word government. However, the biblical worldview definition of government means direction, regulation. These precepts will serve for the government of our conduct, control, restraint. Men are apt to neglect the government of their temper and passions. The exercise of authority, direction, and restraint exercised over the actions of men in communities, societies, or states. The exercise of authority by a parent or householder. Children are often ruined by a neglect of government in parents. Let family government be like that of our Heavenly Father, mild, gentle, and affectionate. This definition encompasses the individual, self-government, families, family government, and nations, which are made up of communities, societies, or states, and public affairs. So here's a biblical truth from Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Now, are you aware that Strong's entry for nation is Hebrew entry 1471, goy, and then it means nation or people? God blesses each sphere of government who chooses to follow His principles, His authority. That means the individual, autonomy or self-government. It means families, nations as a family government, and civil governments as nations. Does this mean that all individuals in civil government need to be Christians? Or does this mean that we're talking about reinstituting a theocracy? No, that's hardly what it means. America is considered a Christian nation, not because of how many Christians she has, but because her form of government is biblical. This has to do entirely with America's seven basic founding biblical principles. Since we're talking about biblical principles here, they're applicable to any family government or civil government. Now, here's a hard truth. Individuals and nations need to turn from wicked ways. And the topic of what is considered wicked can be a tad touchy. But let's look to gain a biblical understanding versus what ideas we may already have conjured up in our minds and what is and isn't considered wicked. 2 Chronicles 7:14 teaches us, "If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Let's turn to Webster's 1828 dictionary to define the word wicked. The primary sense is to wind and turn, or to depart, to fall away. Evil in principle or practice. Deviating from the divine law. Addicted to vice. Sinful. Immoral. This is a word of comprehensive signification, extending to everything that is contrary to the moral law, and both to persons and actions. We say a wicked man, a wicked deed, wicked ways, wicked lives, a wicked heart, wicked designs, wicked works. Sometimes wickedness is disguised as an angel of light. Wickedness is a twisting of what is true and a falling away from God's principles. For this reason, it's imperative that we learn to reason from biblical principles, meaning the truths of God's word, which are absolute. God's principles help us to be discerning. A popular topic right now is school choice, and even though many people are well-meaning who back up the idea of school choice, it really is still redistributed wealth. It's still socialism. And if you understand the history of socialism and the roots behind it, and that it's a counter principle to God's principle of liberty and private property, then you'll understand that it really is something that is considered wicked. The ends do not justify the means. Socialism is socialism. We can look at the example set by King Josiah and how he applied God's word to his nation. Now, it's true that contextually, 2 Kings is a historical account regarding the tribe of Judah. However, there are principles, meaning general truths, that apply. This is also known as general equity, which means universally applicable principles. 2 Kings 22, 11-13 covers this. "When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam the son of Shaphan, Achbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah the king's servant, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me for the people in all Judah concerning the words of this book that has been found. For the wrath of the Lord that burns against us is great, because our fathers did not listen to the words of this book to act in accordance with everything that is written regarding us." In this particular historical account, we learn of individual and national reform. King Josiah, being an individual and also representing civil government, chose to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments, his provisions, and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. That's found in 2 Kings 23 verses 1 through 3. And again, that is from the NASB version. Now, individuals are also addressed, autonomy and self-governing bodies. Individuals chose to do so as well. We learn in 2 Kings 23:3 that all the people entered into the covenant with King Josiah. As a result, society sees a reform because of God's principles and internal self-government. Now, what happens when nations don't serve God? Isaiah 60:12 teaches us, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Clearly, that's from the King James Version. The further any nation turns away from biblical principles, the further its character degrades and goes to waste. Conversely, when God's principles are honored and applied, of course, with the right motive in the heart, individuals in society flourish in more peace and prosperity. This blesses society as a whole. So in conclusion, biblical principles covered in this episode are: nations means all three spheres of government, individual, family, civil. And really that does include the sphere of church, because individuals and families make up the church. God transforms and blesses each of these spheres of government who follow his principles and authority. Each sphere of government needs to turn away from wicked ways, as God defines what is wicked. There are consequences when each sphere of government doesn't serve God. Individuals and society as a whole are blessed when God's principles are honored and applied. A resource for you on a biblical form of government and what that means is the Biblical Civics 101 course found at Biblical Classical Community. Bill Burtness is the instructor for that, and in his description he says, "We are experiencing unprecedented political confusion. There are all kinds of opinions, but no solutions coming forth from the world's system. The Bible has the solutions for every area of life, including American government and politics. Biblical Civics 101 teaches the solutions to break through the confusion and plant us on a solid trajectory of liberty for our children's future, and it starts with the individual." For more information, go to biblicalclassicalcommunity.com, click on the link in the menu bar for courses, and then find the course Biblical Civics 101 and click on that. Thanks for joining me.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principalacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.